Hey, this is Jesse Stroop, mortgage banker here in the San Francisco, Greater Bay Area, California. It's been a little while since I've been on this, but what got me going back on Anchor here is the fact I got an email saying that we can turn this into a podcast, radio station style app that we can use to advertise our services and help. So I've been a mortgage banker, just kind of getting things back going, and I've been a mortgage banker for the last 12 years. I help families with residential homes. I can help with purchasing of a home or refinancing of a family's current home. So my hashtag is mortgage success, and that's exactly what I want to do for families and just bring you a level of success to understand the mortgage process and just try to make it as clear and transparent and easy as possible. With my 12 years of being into this game of the mortgage industry, I do still see a lot of fly-by-night mortgage lenders, per se, a lot of laziness, I guess, or just unwilling to look for the client's best situation or best scenario for them and just kind of shoving things into the pipeline and see if they stick and close. And so I will start being on here more often, just bringing mortgage loan tips of the different programs, conventional loans, FHA loans, VA, purchase and refinance loans, credit tips, and just different things that really help debunk or demyth a lot of the rumors in the mortgage industry. As you already know, the mortgage industry is really side by side with the real estate community, and it goes hand in hand. And I think that's where a lot of the frustrations happen, that people and families are generally in large ran by myths and rumors and tips from other people in their sphere. So, you know, you have a husband and a wife or a single individual looking to get into a home, and they, you know, they go and look for their friends and family and they get tips from them and how they should move forward in getting a home. And so this is kind of a double-edged sword statement here. They fell forward, which is a good process. I think everybody fails forward, but with the biggest purchase of your life generally, and you're kind of pulled in many different ways, and with the introduction of the internet over the years and the constant introduction of processes and blogs and mortgage tips from and real estate tips from both sides of the industry of real estate and mortgage, I feel that people get lost in this process, and they might be reading mortgage guidelines that are 6 years old, and they're not even realizing that it is 6 years old. They don't even realize that mortgage guidelines are updated on a monthly basis. And a lot of people just assume mortgage lenders are scum, and they kind of have the salesmanship or sales used car salesman attitude. And unfortunately, there's still some people in the industry like this, but with the introduction of mandatory licensing from 2010, it's been able to filter a lot of those kind of people out of the mortgage side. But a lot of those people got into the real estate side because, in large, anybody can go get a real estate license, and there's not a lot of regulations or restrictions on the real estate community. So that's where I'm at. I just want to try to provide as much transparency to the process, talk about the pros and cons, and just do kind of what I do best: tell the truth, be transparent. You may not like it, the client may not like it, but you know it's the truth, and it's going to give you the best benefit. So I'm Jesse. I hope this message serves you well, and I will talk to you soon.